From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. A long and controversial life came to an end today. Augusto Pinochet, the former dictator of Chile, died at the age of 91 after suffering a heart attack last week. In 1973, Pinochet led the military coup that overthrew Chile's elected socialist president, Salvador Allende. Pinochet remained in power for the next 17 years, but spent his old age fighting charges of human rights abuses. In a few moments, we'll have an in-depth look at his career. First, though, we get an update from the Chilean capital, Santiago, on how the news of Pinochet's death was received. Nathan Crooks is the editor of the Santiago Times. I understand there are now crowds in the streets there.
Yes, there's thousands of people, both pro and anti-Pinochet. Earlier in the morning, the supporters of Pinochet gathered outside of the hospital where he died, demanding that the government lower the flags half-mast in honor of Pinochet, which the government has not done. And right now, thousands of people that congregated at the Plaza Italia in downtown Santiago, they're right now marching to the La Moneda Presidential Palace. And from reports I've heard, the people are happy, drinking champagne in the streets. We're getting various reports of violence occurring as well.
Was the violence serious?
I don't believe the violence was serious. One of our correspondents, for instance, was out getting ice cream, and I heard and reported that pro and anti-Pinochet people were fighting at an ice cream parlor. But I'd have no reports of serious violence other than just little spats and fighting.
Has the government issued any sort of formal statement?
The government has not yet issued any statement at all. The press reported that President Michelle Bachelet was aware of the death, but no official statement has been issued.
What's expected to happen now?
Right now, everyone's still waiting to see what's happening with the various protests. As of any funeral, it was a controversy last week when Pinochet suffered the first heart attack, whether or not he'd receive a state funeral or a military funeral. President Bachelet has said that any state funeral would violate her, as she was a torture victim of the Pinochet government. So it's going to cause quite a controversy here.
Nathan Crooks is an editor of the Santiago Times. Thank you.
Yep, thanks.